Greetings. Welcome to the Mindful Movement Meditation. This mindful movement practice involves a series of gentle body stretches, so please remember to take good care of your body. If you have any problems with your back or joints or other health difficulties, feel free to listen to the instruction first without following any of them. And then think carefully about whether you should do all or any of the practices described, or perhaps modify it to what works in your body. As you're guided through the practice, let the wisdom of your own body always decide which stretch to do and for how long. The intention of this practice is to help you tune in to the sensations in the body just as they are. It's not about getting fit or challenging yourself to stretch further than you've ever done before. In fact, see if you can stretch without striving, particularly if you've done some of these before. And now, with that invitation to drop expectations and striving, come on to your yoga mat or something similar, beginning to lay down on your back. Laying on your back with your legs long out in front of you, allowing your feet to naturally, gently just fall open to the sides. And allow your arms to rest effortlessly by your sides. And you can have your palms up or palms down. Palms up might feel most comfortable. And you can keep your eyes open, or if it feels safe, if it feels comfortable, you can close your eyes. And we're just beginning here in this Shavasana corpse pose. For any movement, allowing what's here before movement, after movement, this stillness. All through your body. Not striving for stillness, just allowing the stillness. Sensing the stillness. Being with the stillness. Now on your next breath in, however it feels right in your body, allow both hands to raise above your head so that your elbows are meeting your ears and your arms are reaching long. And at the same time, reach long in both legs. For a moment, just point the toes so that you're your longest possible self. And then changing nothing with the arms, bring both feet into a flexed posture and press long through both heels. The toes may slightly curl back towards your head. So feeling that full extension in both legs as you fully extend through your arms into the tips of your fingers. Breathing here, long extended on the mat. And on your next out breath, bring your arms back to neutral position. Relax all through your legs. Really let your legs sink into the mat. Notice this solidity underneath you, the floor, the ground, the earth holding you. And you trust that it's solid and just let go any amount more. And now, bending at the knees, bring the feet flat on the mat in line with the buttocks, knees bent, and bring your arms out to a T, palms down. And from here, we're just going to do some pelvic tilt. So press your lower back against the floor as you gently press into the soles of your feet as well. And now, keeping your pelvis on the floor, allow the lower back to arch. So, not like a full bridge pose, if you've done those, but really just these pelvic tilts where you can match it to your breath. Your lower back is pressing against the floor. And then your back slowly, gently arching, keeping your pelvis on the floor. You'll notice your shoulder blades press into the mat. You might press your feet into the mat as your spine arches, and then allow it to come back, pressing into the mat. Doing this several more times on your breath, in your pace. And then, when you should, come back to a neutral spine. And rest here for a breath or two. And just appreciating any sensations that are beginning to awaken in your body. And now draw your knees all the way up into the chest and wrap your hands around your knees, perhaps right at the knees, maybe the calves, even closer to the ankle. If you feel like there is still more flexibility for you, you can curl up with the forehead meeting the knees. So curl up completely. And then release back down. And so you may just hold here down. You might choose to stay tucked or tuck and untuck on the breath. You may choose to roll around gently, giving yourself a bit of a massage in the lower back. These options are always an invitation only, and an invitation to see what your body is asking for, not what my voice is saying. Keeping the right knee wrapped, enveloped in your arms and hands, while the left leg is allowed to extend all the way down the mat. And so the right knee pulling close toward the chest again, maybe even tucking the forehead toward the knee, rounding the spine. as you elongate that left leg, pressing through the heel of the leg to feel the full length, engaging the big muscles of the leg, quadriceps, hamstrings, engaging to the calves, flexing the foot. So this isometric experience of elongating in the left leg and pulling close to the chest in the right leg. And then now allow the right leg to meet the left. Perhaps here, noting, because you just move those two legs in two very different ways, what's here to be known in the lower legs? What are you sensing? What do you sense on the right side? What do you sense on the left side? And now leaving the right leg long, but engaging the right leg, engaging the muscles of the right leg, flexing the foot, pressing through the heel. As you do that, draw the left leg up, knee to chest, arms and hands wrapping around the knee, holding here or curling up, letting the forehead meet the knee. For the duration of the stretch or just a breath or two. So you're getting long on the right side as you contract on the left side. And then again, now allowing the left leg to meet the right. Allowing the arms to rest gently by the side and taking in any sensations here. So now we're going to roll over onto the mat. We're going to go into hands and knees position. So placing both hands on the mat, the elbows above the wrists, the shoulders above the elbows, allowing the neck to just be a steady, straight line in the spine out from the shoulders, gaze facing toward the mat. And your knees down so that the knees and the hips are in alignment with a neutral spine, tops of the feet on the floor. And from here, start by arching the back up, hollowing out the belly, and eventually allowing the head to drop between the arms. And so a cat back here, and then pressing down through the torso, really arching the back as you lift the head up through the gateway of the arms, maybe even glancing up toward the ceiling. Not straining too much in the neck, just really getting the stretch through the spine. And then on your breath, on your rhythm, continue to alternate between cat and cow, breath to breath, or perhaps holding for one breath. Gentle movement in the spine. Just noticing. No judgment. Only sensation. Okay, landing now in a neutral position with the spine, hands and knees on the floor, calves, tops of the feet, touching the mat. And now we're going to lift the right arm out in front, so the elbow along the ear, fingers on the same plane as our back, fingers reaching out in front, holding steady on our left hand, shifting the weight to the left knee, engaging the midline, engaging the belly, lift the left knee off the mat, pointing the toes toward the back wall, elongating the leg, keeping it again in the same plane as the spine. So the ankle, knees, hips, shoulder, all in one plane. So right arm extended, left leg extended. If this is too much, keep the feet, the toes of the left leg, allow those to touch down to the mat. So you're coming off the hip at a slight angle. Or keep it raised if you can. One more breath. And then allow the hand to come back. Meet the left. Allow the leg to come back. For most of us, that can be an intense pose. So take a moment. See what's here in your body. And then we'll take this to the other side. So rooting down through the right palm of the hand, letting the left arm come out by your ear, arm straight, fingers pointing toward the front wall. You may choose to let your gaze meet your fingertips or keep your gaze down as you shift the weight to the left side and allow the right leg to either just extend back with the toes on the mat or go ahead and lift the right leg to be in plane with the hip. Foot stays flexed, toes pointing to the earth, left arm extended out straight, the same reaching long we did on our backs, reaching long in both directions. One more breath and release, coming back to a neutral spine. And find the best way it works in your body to come back down to the mat on your back. Lying on your back, legs bent, feet flat on the mat, up towards the buttocks. And here we'll go into a more classic bridge pose. So we're going to press down through the soles of our feet as we rise the pelvis off the earth. So pressing down through the soles of your feet, engaging your quadriceps, engaging your hamstrings, drawing your knees towards one another as best you can as you lift your torso off the mat, tucking the chin toward the chest. And then when it's right in your body, not your mind, in your body, coming back down to the mat. Now this time we're going to lift the arms overhead. So just like an early stretch we did when we started, both arms overhead on the mat. Getting very long in the upper body. And now rooting down through your feet, engaging the gluteus muscles, engaging the hamstrings, pressing through your feet as you rise your pelvis off the ground, keeping the arms by your head, fingers stretching long. And then come back down, allow your arms to come back to the side, your spine, vertebrae by vertebrae, to meet the mat. And breathe here. And now bring both arms out to a T, keeping the legs bent. Arms out to a T. And allow both knees to fall to the right. Slight twist in the lower back. And you may want to see if you can bring your gaze over your left shoulder, looking out towards your left fingertips. As your knees stay toward the right, your hips stay grounded on the mat. And then on your next in-breath, come back to center. Drop the knees over to the left, gaze over to the right. Try not to allow the hips to come too far off the mat. Don't overstretch the spine, but this should feel good. Breathe here. And then one more time on each side. Final side if you're not already there. Now, still keeping knees bent, feet flat on the floor, you're going to raise your right leg toward the ceiling so that the sole of your foot could be. Make a footprint on the ceiling if it were low enough. Keeping both hips on the mat. Left foot planted on the mat, right foot coming up into the air. You may find that you want to clasp your hands around the calf, the thigh. Try not to do it right at the knee. You want to put tension and pull on the knee. You may find that you have some mobility enough to echo a previous posture of curling the head up towards the knee. Maybe the forehead meeting the knee. Being careful not to overextend, but to move in your body in a way that a stretch is being known here. The hamstring is being engaged, elongated. Breathing. And now allow the right leg to come down and meet the left, and take a moment here. These two sides that we have. How similar do they feel right now? What do you notice? And now allowing the left leg to rise as straight as you can without locking out the knee, foot flexed. again, as if it could make a footprint on the ceiling. Clasping your hands or not, rolling up or not, this is finding your stretch. Being in your body enough to allow one side to be different from the other, even. Okay. Now coming back and allowing the legs to go long. And then turning over onto your right hip. So your legs stay long, but now your left leg will be stacking on top of your right leg. And then position your upper body so you're propped up on your right elbow, perhaps allowing your head to rest in your right arm. And you may find that bringing your left hand in front of your torso, fingers splayed, palms down, elbow bent, this may allow you some stability in this posture. And so we're going to lift the left leg up, maybe about making about a 45 degree angle from the hip. And hold here. Now you find your height. Perhaps it's just imperceptibly making a separation from the right leg. And that feels enough. And no need to get it all the way to a 90 degree angle. Most of us can't and shouldn't. Somewhere in between that arc, find a place for you to hold the leg there for a couple breaths. And then rest, come back down. And we'll do this one more side. Come back up again with the left leg. Perhaps to the same position or finding a new one. And allow it to come back down. And then rolling over to the left side, same posture. Right leg being stacked on top of the left, which is on the mat. Prop yourself up. And then when you're ready, allow the right leg to rise. Holding steady by bringing some awareness all through the length of the leg, pressing into the heel. So making that leg straight, not by pointing the toe, but by pressing down through the heel. And then release. And take it one more at your own pace, the other side. And then when you're done that, just come back to neutral and allow your body to roll over so your chest is on the mat. And so we'll rest here in this chest down version of where we started. Allow the head to gently rest on one cheek or the other, closing the eyes if that seems right to you now, and leaving them open otherwise. Legs long, extended from your hips. Fronts or sides of the feet on the mat. Arms, wrists, tops of the hands making contact. Maybe here, feeling the movement of the breath in the body. Working against something solid underneath. Just sense into the rhythm of the breath. And now gently positioning the head so that either the chin or the forehead are making contact with the mat. Allow your shoulders to rotate so that the palms of your hands are facing down on the mat. And from these press points, pressing into the palms of your hands, pressing into the pelvis so your pelvis makes contact with the mat. And from here, allow your right leg to come off the mat. To lift up, so putting a slight curvature in your back, but not cranking your back, no pain in the back. So really ground down through the pelvic region, pressing into the mat, and only lift the leg as much as you feel it in the hamstring and the buttocks, but not the lower back. And release. On the next in-breath, do this with the other leg. Left leg comes up. Maintaining integrity through the arms. And coming back down to the mat. Come back into a final hands and knees here, cat-cow. Now being so connected, sensing into your own movement in the spine. And when you should, coming back once again, corpse pose, shavasana, onto your back, arms effortlessly at your side, palms facing up, head supported by the mat, eyes closed or nearly so, legs long but not effortfully long, just being. Pinky toes lay slightly to the sides. There's no striving. All the work here is done. All that's left is to be. Breathe in. Breathe out. This whole body being breathed. This miraculous body and all that it did just for you now. Stretching, moving, holding, stabilizing, strengthening. This body, in this breath, in this breath, in this breath. Allowing the chimes to be the formal ending of the meditation, although stay here. Be here as long as you should.